This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
There is a recent commentary or editorial in Columbia Journalism Review questioning the need for non-compete contracts for journalists. And Jasmine, I believe you've had to sign or were urged to sign a non-compete contract. What are your thoughts on this particular issue?
Well, I don't like non-competes, but I did have to sign one when I was a TV news producer in an Ohio market. What it primarily said was that I could not leave my job and go to another news job within the time of my contract. So I would have to, in fact, after my contract was finished, I think I still would have had to wait a good 6 months.
Within that market or in general?
Within a certain mile outside of like a radius. So I couldn't work at any nearby markets, making it very difficult to live in the home I was living and get anywhere. So it would have shut me out of all the nearby markets, including the one I was already in.
Yeah, we hear about this this issue every once in a while in broadcasting. Will, in print or for print reporters, are these very common?
Not as prevalent as I've seen, though this recent article I've seen talks about the circumstances of one particular editorial writer that had experienced this. But I am familiar with it, though I've not experienced it or known any colleagues that have overgone this. But I certainly agree and believe that this is something that just thwarts or hurts our industry. When journalists and reporters and editors can't feel free to move on to other newer jobs, then they have to be limited by this this particular rule that only benefits one particular entity, but not the journalism as a whole. This really thwarts and holds back great journalism in the long run. It only benefits, like I said, the one company by which that is enforcing these. And then there's also some question about the legalities of these as well, if they're even legal and if they would hold up in a court of law, and if a particular journalist that was subjected to this, if they could afford the resources and the attorneys to fight it. There's a good question about whether the company or the entity that enforced this rule would even win in a court of law. I think it's something that needs to be further investigated. But again, in the long run, this does not benefit this industry that's already challenged by a number of factors already.
So what if your newspaper or radio or TV station puts a lot of effort into promoting you as a journalist? Shouldn't they get some protection? You're identified with that particular station or paper. Shouldn't there be some sort of protection for their investment in you?
Well, I see that a lot with I see the need for it maybe for anchors, people who are the face of the newscast. Those people are also making a lot more money than the beginning journalists, the people who are just starting out straight out of college. But increasingly, people in the lower ranks are having to sign the same type of non-competes as people in the higher ranks of the newsroom. So you're seeing people with barely any experience going out there and having to sign these, and it really stops them from being able to move to different companies maybe a year or two after their contract is over. I've seen this happen with a number of people, my former colleagues. This has happened to where they ended up leaving the business entirely because they couldn't work in the business and leave the current position that they were in. They would have been sued by their employer. So they just decided to leave the business entirely and avoid a lawsuit.
And I would agree with that, Rich. And furthermore, I mean, the protection in the investment is the bottom line of the contract. The salary and the benefits that you're paying to that person, maybe it's because the lack thereof is the reason why they're leaving in the first place. Maybe it has to do with location, family, illness, or something of that nature. But the investment in general is just that contract and the pay of the salary that they're making. And if it's not good enough, they should have the freedom and the wherewithal, the journalist that is, to be able to move on elsewhere.
Yeah, we're talking about people who might be making only $22,000, $23,000 a year, being told that, well, you may be privy to trade secrets and you know, we're putting all this effort into you to train you so you can't leave us. And I think that's just really bad for for journalism in general, being stopped from being able to broaden your horizons like that.
And I think as this article that I was referring to says, there's no secret sauce to good journalism. Being a good, diligent, industrious employee and a journalist that will dig in to the information and do their job and go to the street and interview the sources and so forth, there's no secret there. That's always been the key to the success in the business.
Well, when I worked in another market, and I'd been there a number of years already, the station suddenly decided they wanted all their talent to sign non-compete contracts. And I held out as long as I could under the threat of possibly being dismissed if I did not sign this contract, while also being told that they were not going to enforce it, which really didn't make any sense to me, the idea that they wanted me to sign a non-compete so they could protect themselves, and yet they were claiming they were not going to enforce it. I don't know what the point of it was, and I moved on to a market much farther away, so it never really became an issue.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of a veiled threat. Very suspicious. That would definitely raise a red flag with me, too.
And by the way, I was making even less than the figures you mentioned earlier, Jasmine, although this was also a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's unfortunate that pay isn't any better for journalists. But when people are starting out and maybe they've been now 3 or 4 years in the field and they're still making in the low to mid-20s,
yeah,
I think they should be able to move on to other companies without having that threat of being sued over their head. And that's a problem I've seen with plenty of people, friends and former students of mine who have been threatened over non-competes like this.
And I would think, especially as we see larger and larger corporations taking over in the media industry, I'm sure the people in charge of those companies are opposed to regulations, and they're all about the free market. But yeah, it seems to me a non-compete contract is anything but free market.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and the case of the matter is that just at the bottom line is it further hinders this industry and the good quality people that we need in it to carry on this work now more than ever.
I think it scares people out of the business.
It certainly does.
All right, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.